Yes, yes, yes. This is Tucker Dale Booth, and I made it in 5 minutes early for my podcast today.
Am I getting a bounce? Ooh, I see. I hear monitor. That's always good. Okay, hi, everybody.
Hey, John, if you're looking for a job, it's good to be early for the interview. I made it a little bit early today.
There you go. You got your tie on, too.
If by tie you mean new Nike sweatshirt that I got for Christmas.
Tied around your neck there, yeah.
Thanks,
very,
Mom.
Very preppy.
Santa joy this year. So, shout outs to some people before we get started. My dad, Tim Booth, on a plane for Arlington, Virginia. Shout out. I think you might actually be listening in the sky, sir. That would be cool if Kill Radio could make it up in the sky.
That's unique. We don't get too many airborne listeners.
There we go.
It has happened.
On his way to our nation's capital via Los Angeles, California. You are locked and loaded to LA Zone, killradio.org, coming to you from the ethnic part of Hollywood.
Stand back.
My name is Tucker Dale Booth. I am your fearless captain of this Metrolink. And we are well on our way to authenticity on a Monday.
And I'm not so very shy, John.
My fearless technician who has to edit all this crap later on Audacity.
Woo.
Check him out every Wednesday, 3 to 5 Pacific Standard Time for Not So Shy News. Or you can listen to the news directly before Not So Shy News from 2 to 3 on killradio.org. We have lots of great programs. You should really just be digging through our podcasts at killradio.org or radioforall.net at all times. I think I'm up to over 40 podcasts now, John. Type in Tucker Dale Booth. That's Tucker rhymes with fucker. Dale, D-A-L-E, Booth, B-O-O-T-H, like telephone booth. Type that in. I'm on Radio Sendini Podcasts. I'm on the Not So Shy News. I'm on Tucker Booth Needs a Job, volumes 1 through 8.
Hey, try us. Turntable 2.
Turntable 2, eh? Yeah? What are we doing here? We got some hotness ready for you guys today. I went and saw Django Unchained. We'll be reviewing that. Talking a lot about some politics that I've been reading about. We got a lot to dig into today, guys. The X-Files will not be left unturned. And we may very well play some X-Files by my former compatriot, Helias DMK. R.I.P. So, won't you please join us? Won't you please sit back and relax? Won't you please open your ear holes for some sonic pleasuring? What's that, John? Turn PC down. Okay. And yes, we are still here. I guess it's time to get it cracking and crack-a-lacking. Uh-oh. I think the monkeys found us.
I found where to plug in and make it work.
The monkeys found us. I tried to lose them at the bus stop. There was a roaming pack of chimps. They were out and about. They were
in the wilds of Los Angeles.
They seemed fairly aroused.
Usually.
And their butts were quite red
and shiny. Yeah.
Their butts were radiating in the sunlight.
Testosterone laden.
Yeah. Kind of gross. So, you got those call letters up in there, or am I just daydreaming?
Uh-oh. You know what? Where do you go from there?
He's like, where do you go from there? Where do you really go from monkey sounds? You know what? I got you covered. Let's kick it up a notch. Let's kick it up a notch. I'll bring it back in. It's a little bit of Sonic Youth to get us going.
And we also
women, the women group.
And the Little Red Rider.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, Sonic Youth. Schizophrenia on a Monday. Multiple personality disorders on a Monday. Prescription medication on a Monday. Hold on a sec. I'm not quite ready. Where were you when that song was recorded? I bet you weren't even born yet. Oh, you were probably born in a Catholic family, weren't you? I know about you Catholic school kids. You're kind of crazy. You're crazy, crazy, crazy. John, hit me. Hit me. What do you got? What do you got? Back to monkey sounds.
No, this is just the forest. We're walking through the forest now.
Gotta leave the schizophrenia back at the train station.
In the wilds of Los Angeles.
Yeah.
Yeah, look out for that low-hanging branch there.
Ouch.
No, don't fall in this pit.
Oh, no.
Yep, I got you.
I'll tell you, I feel like this computer is the pit.
Don't fall in there either.
I'm telling you, I'm trying not to.
Lost world.
Lost World Beard. So you said you had something funny to play?
Oh, well, it was just more monkeys, actually.
That was it. It was just more monkey footage. Yeah, great. Yeah.
The one that says, if you're on YouTube, the one that says stunning performance. They really ham it up.
How can they not? They're monkeys, dude. That's what they're here to do.
It is really hilarious, though.
Well, I guess if we can't get this savant computer to snap out of it.
Well, here, we can fix the monkeys if you want.
Can you get on YouTube for me? We're gonna do the other Mac Lethal video. We've been playing the Mac Lethal Oh My God video. It's MAC Lethal, folks, if you want to see it on YouTube. We're not playing that today. We're gonna type in MAC Lethal. We're gonna do Making Pancakes. That's the name of it, Making Pancakes. It is a reimagining of Chris Brown's Making Paper, Fresher Than a Mall, which is a very popular pop song from about a year ago featuring Chris Brown, Busta Rhymes, and Lil Wayne. And Mac, who just went viral again with this video, kind of taking some creative jabs at the Westboro Baptist Church and Oh My God, did a video a couple months before that. That his fans voted on, called Making Pancakes, and I would like to gently revisit that if we can. Do you have it?
I'm good.
You're good?
Okay, no, there's a...
Fire it up for me, bud.
This one, right?
Yeah. Hit me.
There we go.
All right, Mac Lethal, enjoy. I think you will.
It loans good.
If you like videos about making pancakes.
Yo, yo, yellow, cheese, eggs, white, pancake, pancake, put a little bit of water, don't want to throw it over, flip it over, scratch, spatula. Yeah, that shit look like my best. I gotta remember to fuck a motherfucker, cook it after 30 cents. Ladies love me, I got my gold chains. Everybody said it, I said okay, but I'm speeding up real fast. Damn, by the way, it's a challenge, cook with me, nick me, 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 fresher than a mug, Chris Brown, 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 Chris
That's done.
He's flipping a pancake right now.
Let's go.
Let's go.
If you will suck my soul, I will lick your funky emotions.
Hey, baby, hey. Hey, man, I had a thing last night.
I came prepared today. I wanted to hear some funkadelic. We're going to get real deep in this shit right about now. it's getting funky in here. It's getting funky as fuck, man. This is like 1967, people. My song's 9 minutes and 7 seconds long. Know what I mean? To our four listeners, you know who you are. You're special people. That's why you're locked and loaded with me. Not so shy. You dig that? Can you feel that? Funkadelic music. We got more. We got so much funkadelic you don't even know. It's gonna blow your funky mind over and over again. That one's called "Mommy, What's a Funkadelic?" Off the self-titled album "Funkadelic." Keep banging with us. This is the title track of Cosmic Slop. Enjoy.
I want a 5-4 to my mother, an older sister and 3 young brothers. We've seen it hard, we've seen it kind of rough. With a smile, she was sure to try to hide the fact from us that life was really tough. I can hear my mother call, I can hear my mother call. Late at night I hear a call, from the Lord I hear a call. She said, Father, Father, it's for the kid, any and everything. Would you like to dance with me? We're doing the cosmic slop. She was well known through the ghettos. Tricks would come and then they go. The neighbors would talk and call her Jezebel. But always with a smile, she was sure to try to hide the facts from us that she was catching hell. Hey, hear my mother call.
What the hell? Two good funkadelic songs deserve a third, don't they? I'm sure they do. That was the title song again, Cosmic Slop, off their album Cosmic Slop. And I enjoyed that one. I thought that was pretty nice. Funkadelic has some gentle stylings. They're wonderful. So guys, you know, it's Monday. We're here in the studio. I got John. He's playing with a camera. Trying to film this too, possibly. You may see it on YouTube at some point, or maybe you won't. Most likely you won't.
Probably not. It's a pretty funky camera.
It's a funky camera. You heard him. So, you know, you may not hear it at all. I know I wanted to play some more songs by my friend Squints from Hermosa Beach, California, my rapper friend. So we'll probably get to him in a minute. John, do you have anything you'd like to play for a second? All right, let's hear it.
Okay, here.
So you said that's a mashup of James Brown and Prince?
Uh-huh.
All right.
Yeah, what's it called? Sexy Kiss Machine.
If it's not good, we're putting you to death.
One, two, three, four. where they play as well as what they're doing tomorrow.
Starts me largely when it stops is when I start with the dark speech, guarding you with your head on my chest. I feel more dead than the rest. Instead of confessing, I blame you for the mess. I'm blessed in this moment but can't control all the stress while I'm caressing components to show that you're in my head. But I'll blow it, I know it, cause I always do. The buzz will fall on through, I'll start my conscious moves and straight up walk from you. I ain't trying to be mean, I mean you're a brown eyed queen that's laying next to me. The least I can do is add you to the recipe. Check my pedigree, I'm not meant for this. I write with a pen and use it as my exodus. I was blessed with this. She's crying and dying for some evidence, so I flash my fangs to show I'm venomous. She likes my resonance, but I laugh and walk away cause I don't commit with hesitance. Plus I'm a pessimist, she's focused on the bright side. I notice all the blemishes cause I'm a pessimist. She's focused on the bright side, I notice all the blemishes cause I'm a pessimist. She's focused on the bright side, I notice all the blemishes cause I'm a pessimist. I'm a pessimist, I'm just a motherfucking pessimist. I'm choking on my pen again and holding all my sentiments. When I feel this senselessness is when I need a feminist to hop on top my polar, make her think she knows what heaven is. Looking at this earth and wishing it wasn't so shallow. There's no need to search when I can barely trust my shadow. If he had a rope, he'd probably bring me to the gallows. Girl, he's fucking up my head, I have my own battles. It's like a second voice that second guesses choice. So I roll another joint just to help me fill the void. All these girls and boys fucking only causes noise. I really do enjoy my life, I'm just making a point that my glass is half empty and this pen is fucking heavy. A mind can be deadly when it's topped off with envy, so tempt me. You're lovely and edgy, I'm lucky. I used to hold your hips to count your breaths to fall asleep. Now I hold a pillow to my chest to count the sheep. I guess I'm a pessimist, she's focused on the bright side. I notice all the blemishes cause I'm a pessimist. She's focused on the bright side, I notice all the blemishes cause I'm a pessimist. Pessimist. She's focused on the bright side, I know this all the blemishes cause I'm a pessimist. I'm a pessimist, I'm a pessimist, I'm just a motherfucking pessimist.
You can find that on YouTube. Cat's name is Squints, S-Q-U-I-N-T-S. Song is called Pessimist. I'm gonna play another one, just another YouTube joint, beat by Underrated. Heavy set. Oh, whoops. That's the same one again. This one is called Pick Up the Pieces. And I think this one's pretty nice too.
yo. I rhyme for all the broken hearts who don't know where the fuck to start. Guess it's just part of the daily grind, trying to save some time so you can clear your mind, so you can find a second to forget about the stresses. Grab life by the neck, kid, and learn to accept it. Keep yourself in check even though it's like a death wish. Heck, this life is just a constant struggle, trying to balance school in my head when I got these broads to juggle. I just popped my bubble and lost a piece of the puzzle. Whether you hustle, lift weights to gain muscle, punching faces in a scuffle, bury bodies with a shovel, or like dancing in the puddles, music can pick you up when in trouble. Honestly, I need this more important than my penis or even my man Jesus. From region to region, release those demons, call me a genius, read me my thesis, and please just help me pick up the pieces.
Pick up the pieces, pick up the pieces, pick up the pieces, get yourself together. Pick up the pieces, pick up the pieces, pick up the pieces, get yourself together.
Sometimes I feel my life is going downhill, and I got two options. I can either down pills until my head feels better, or frown till someone notices the pound still hanging from my sweater. I'm saying that these letters will pay me like a treasure, or at least relieve some pressure, cause my shoulder blades are tender. But I'm a fucking soldier, ain't no way I will surrender. Plus I'm a repeating offender of fucking up relationships. Now I sit and think and I don't know what fucking day it is. Plus the kitchen sink is blood from all the damn razor slits. But everything is okay, or at least you say it is. I got a notebook full of poems, but I don't know them cause the pages rip. What phase is this? I'm a damn teenager, I'm sick of all the crazy shit. Maybe it's a part of life, backstabbed with my own knife. Thought that she could be my wife, now I don't want her in my sights. In fact, you're even dead to me. Act up the love you fed to me, so I could
pick off the pieces, pick off the pieces, pick off the pieces, get yourself together. Pick off the pieces, pick off the pieces.
By his ignorance with the response left to a crowded foster home by a 15-year-old mom. Never been held in anyone's arms. When you've never been moved, it's really hard to move on. A young saleswoman sets up shop when the sun sets. You make your wildest dreams come true at a price you won't forget. The sadly married set up alibis. No harm, no regret. Hoping they meet an angel in bed that could wrestle the devil right out of their heads. This city runs fast. No one has time to sit with themselves. No time to look into our pain or see the same despair. And everyone else is here and there and everywhere. Tears soak each card the dealer's dealt. Time taught me how to see every second is heaven, even though the perfect disguise is hell. And I refuse to let past bruises cover the light. It ain't all good, but it's all good enough. So I know I'm alright. Agony is truth. It's our connection to the living. I accept it as perfection and keep on existing in the now.
I can only build if I tear the world down. Even if it breaks me, I will let it make me frown. I'm falling, but no matter how hard I hit the ground, I still smile. I can only build if I tear the walls down. Even if it breaks me, I'ma let it make me drown. I'm falling, but no matter how hard I hit the ground, I'll still smile.
Ear to ear, as if that's all I'm here for. Despite the wars founded by the rich, funded by the poor. Kids barely 18 are dying, so billionaires can make more. Elsewhere, hungry mothers watch the baby starve to death in a beat-up shack on a dirt floor. The aged professor quotes freedoms without a path. Now he dresses like a widow and preaches love is dead in every class. But curiosity killed the cat and taught the dog and him how to act. Burned his bridge to Jill, so he tries to drown the guilt with a bottle of Jack. Self-proclaimed rebels say we must oppose the system. You gotta take a stand. If you're not against them, you're with them. The signs read, support the troops, bring them home. No more innocent victims. But when a homeless veteran asks for spare change, they're too busy protesting to even listen. And I'm no different. I live in conflict and contradiction. But it can be so beautiful when I don't reject what lies within. It's beautiful the way agony connects us to the living. I think of the world when I hurt and keep on existing in the now.
I can only build if I tear the world down. Even if it breaks me, I will let it make me frown. I'm falling, but no matter how hard I hit the ground, I still smile. I can only build if I tear the world down.
And if it breaks me, I'ma let it make me drown. Falling, but no matter how hard I hit the ground, I'll still smile. The world down. Even if it breaks me, I won't let it make me frown. I'm falling, but no matter how hard I hit the ground, I'll still smile. I can only build if I tear the walls down. Even if it breaks me, I won't let it make me frown. I'm falling, but no matter how hard I hit the ground, I'll still smile.
Yeah, that's Idea right there with Abilities. Let's do another one by Idea and Abilities. I think that's worth, like, at least another song. Or two, maybe. This one's called Get Along. It's off their album, ENA. Enjoy. Enjoy white rap.
Hell with the kind of work you have to do to earn a living.
I love white rap.
All it does is fill the bellies of the pigs who exploit us. Look at me, I'm making it. I may live badly, but at least I don't have to work to do it. To all you workers out there, every single commodity you produce is a piece of your own den. End of interview.
I'm so goddamn tired. Can't tell if I'm done or just uninspired. And don't give me that, you can be somebody's feet. That ain't your place, let me be. I'm an example of a candlelit life with electric relaxation. Brain trampled by devotion to remote control channel changing. Something provoked the whole globe to lower expectations. Damn, what's wrong with my generation? We was the cream of the crop, but it seems we've been robbed. That's what happens when you trade in all your dreams for a job. And every day it gets less and less exciting. I would make a difference, but I'm busy faking this. Instead of trying to change my shit from now to never, and I'll pretend I'm fine. Why am I always stuck at the shitty end of the assembly line? I guess I'm built to be intoxicated with hope. Sometimes it's a journey, most of the time it's just a bad joke. And in my soul's a junk drawer I can't organize. The first to come and last to leave will never be immortalized. This sort of life is completely overrated. I'm sick of being the only one I know that's trying to make it. So right now I'm heading home. Got Sounds of Nature volume 1 in my headphones and half a bottle of prednisone. That's the reaction to an overdose of passion. Brainless, stagnant, ain't it magic? Disgusting. I earn a good commission, but it makes me feel so ugly. I'm on some not even knowing I'm an Illuminati. Just as long as playing agent, don't disrupt my funeral's progress. I ain't changing for you, I ain't reaching for the sky. I would if you could give me one good reason why I should even try. Cause after a while, this never-ending lame game of what's better could fracture your smile's mainframe forever. It's so fun to be in love, but so I've heard. The meaning has no feeling, even though I understand the words. I used to try to make heaven right.
right here on Earth. But that'll only happen if you find someone else to do the work. I'd be surprised when my psychosis turns out to keep the driving focus, while I hope the same blurred cloud is burnt out dope hits. So for now, my worthless hound of work has found a purpose. Every time I pound a dirt's produced, I get my frown refurbished. 2-for-1 specials if you order shoulder devils. Head swole, running out of petrol, but I won't let go of this gas pedal till I'm settled. And they finally wed me with that sweet blind security, so insecure and messy. Mark today the day that dedication died. Instead of saying goodbye, I'm staying praying that I'll stay alive. Cause even though I know I hate to love you so much, I got no better place to go. That's why I always show up.
Dead white rappers in this mug.
Inflict on ourselves. But I'm not afraid of that solitary pain. In fact, if I don't strip myself of all this clatter and clutter and ridiculous ritual, I shall go out of my fucking mind. Does that answer your question?
What question was that?
You asked me why I was getting divorced.
Oh, listen, it's your life. I'm sorry, I even asked.
That's good stuff, man. That's happy music. We call that one Exhausted Love by the now deceased artist known as Mikey Larson, a.k.a. Idea, a.k.a. Part of Idea and Abilities, which is a very famous rap and DJ crew that were signed and are still putting out music posthumously on Rhyme Sayers Records. Oh! We're back, gently. That's exciting when things start to catch up.
Daddy's got a new wife now, a new daughter and a new male child, a new swagger with some real style. New car, new house, brand new spouse, little city dog named Klaus, new smile on his mouth. Wouldn't say that we're forgotten cause we developed a plan. Once a month he takes the time to hang with an old man. Half a day to let you know he still cares and such. You won't roll apart too much from being out of touch. But he wasn't there for him on the daily and the basis, in order to drop jewels like stay clear of the races. Heavy promises became weightless, sincerity became fakeness. He's praying for his heart to ache less. Time is passing by, yet his scars remain ageless. You call him on the phone, does he pop? This'll take just a minute of your time, but his wishes were divine by the disenchanted tone at the end of the line. Hang up, try to look strong in front of mom. Back up, John, start looking forward to the day you're gonna see him on. Now you're eye to eye and you receive an embrace from a lost heart that's pumping blood up to a guilty face. He's gonna try to find ways to make up for the last 29 days, or was it 30? I think he heard me. In situations like this, his speech becomes wordy. He's got 100 million ways to tell me not to worry. But this time I wasn't hanging on his every sentence. Ears crippled by the pain of negligence, it wasn't vengeance. He spoke, I couldn't hear a word, I zoned. It looked like I observed. My only thoughts were missing out on love that I deserve. Trying to convince myself I'm weak within the mental, but silence breaks because the father's guidance is essential. He's looking down with a smile, saying in the future will be great pals. Yeah, dad, but what about the now? Johnny, come and leave your dad alone now. Yeah, it's just you and mama now. Stop the crying now. Just try to smile now. Try to think of other things now. Mama's got another date now. You can get through all the anger and the hate. Now, calm down and wipe your face now. I know it seems to be hard, but I promise you we'll make it through somehow.
Divorce, y'all.
Little girl, their firstborn, their sunshine. Never gonna read a wrong, get it right one time. It is how it goes. She's off to school and dancing on her toes. Out an hour long below class and onto the piano. 2 hours of repetition, emulating classic music compositions. Do your homework with precision. By 9 o'clock, she collapses and they keep it business. But sleep so tomorrow you'll repeat your busyness. She got straight A's and spoke of her stress. Brother made A's, but drowned out by the melees. Her mom and dad trying to blame each other different ways. She's stopping games, thinking how it drives her crazy when their voice is raised. This dilemma ruins most of her days. From her perfection was expected, and it's hectic working hard without receiving any praise. At night she cries when she lays. Then she wakes up, washes up, smiles, and goes along like it's okay. On to high school, there's more intensity within a cycle. She's making all the bad rules. Here come the extra tight rules. No mates, not with college on the plate. Practice hard, study hard, steady focus, keep your head straight. Now she's a nervous wreck, looking to collect anything that she can smoke, swallow, drink, or inject. When she was mentally gone, she went to the prom. Had dates and actually could sit down, discuss relationships with her mom. But tell me, how much pressure can a person take before they break it? Maybe drugs just on a larger number state. So one night she turned in but stayed up late at a desk with a single piece of paper in the paper mate. Here's mama put the routine, wake at daybreak. What she saw made her knees shake, the death of dear Kate. The note said, here's the future of your fucking perfect child. Please be proud of living for the now. Do your work, clean your room now. Take the makeup off your face now. Eat your dinner now. Get off the phone now. Leave the boys alone now. Saturday night, you staying home now. Go to your room and sit alone now. Katie with the needle, how? Look, baby, mama needs you now. Breathe now. God, why did this have to be now? My man who just did a big said you haven't tried it, don't knock it. I wear the rings of Saturn on my knuckles like truck rules for 40 acres and a mule. I'm down to buck fools. My two illest thoughts could make the world the realm of lost souls. Keep my mind in two poles, keep the world in two holes in my head just a pose. I tried to murder pose on the road while conjure flows the way that it's supposed to be. I do 10 rings around the rosary. I'm about to rob this store. I need some loot and some groceries. I need a loaf of tea butter, fuck another night of hunger. I've been a good man and I don't deserve to suffer. After this night, I'll return to being peaceful. Put that on my people, worth a big shack and little pizza. Yo, do you recall the days when brothers used to chill? Flex on the mic and display, get a feel. Yo, those were the days when it was really real. Yo, those were the days when it was really real. But we'll all get it back together one day. But until then, it's enough gun spray. Ja, bless my head with every night I lay. And I pray for a brighter day. But anyways, gotta get them thoughts out of my mind now. Wipe the sweat off my eyebrow, nostalgic thoughts bring my eye down. Lie down, you two niggas in the second now. First brothership with fear, while the second nigga caught a smile. While you're doing that, why don't you scrimp like Gaza? This nigga yells out, why use a front and ass roster? By my actions, I'd have to say that that's true. But shut the fuck up, I didn't ask you. I might blast you, if I had to. No matter, they won't find me, even if you ID. But yo, thanks for checking me. Then unexpectedly, head nigga right behind the counter started wetting me. 9mm weaponry. Boy, you're being sleeping on the chest of me. Nobody understands society. Molested me, they'll just question me. Nature of the ongoing clean up crew. Pray my blood stop flowing. All my enemies out on the block floating. Plus the government is smiling cause they smell the scent of death flowing. Just showing that their plans running precisely. This nigga ought to fit into a wood box nicely. Ghetto stress, have my own fucking people ice me. If you look, you'll find me on a corner store tile floor. Another landmark of the ghetto I saw. Is it all worth to die for? No,
not worth it.
Fuck is this?
Awful.
Fucked up, yo. This nigga went in.
Get out of here.
Yo.
Yes, we are back here live in the studio. You are riding with the gentle sounds of Mr. Liff. That's a good album. Album's called I, like the letter I, Phantom. Like I, comma, Phantom. Good album. You might like it if you listen to it. I think you might. So we're back live in the studio, and I said we were going to talk about a few things. I wish John would kick in some of that gentle Mozart. But in the interim, we're back here in the studio. Oh, here it comes. Bling! Hit me. And we're going to be talking a little bit about some of the stuff that's going on. You know, we got some good news for hockey fans. The National Hockey League has come to an agreement with the players. They're going to be starting a shortened season. That's news that just came out this morning. So the NHL will be playing a shortened season this year. And they have come to a mutual bargaining agreement. Good job. Thank you for doing that, even though you basically cost us 40 games. Thanks. And, John, you got that Mozart? He's playing it on the clarinet. Nice.
Here's a little Mozart. Oh, lovely. Not too funky.
I think we should just play this for the rest of the show.
Kind of the opposite of funky, isn't it?
Feels a little Christmassy. Oh.
Pretty amazing.
He's over there actually watching it. I'm like trying to milk like what little comedy we can get out of this.
But the camera's just focused in on his fingers going around the rims of these glasses.
So he's playing that on glasses like you can do if you're actually smart and know how to play glasses and turn that into sound.
He doesn't even have to lick his fingers.
What, it's like licking your fingers like really help you in the glass playing business?
Your finger has to be wet.
That sounds kind of gross. If you play the glass, your finger has to be wet. So, yeah. All right, that's great. That's great. I've had about enough. Oh, gently. <It's> awesome. What else you got? No, I'm just kidding. We're gonna talk a little bit while I've got the mic about Django Unchained. We went to try and see that on Christmas, John, and it was sold out.
It was sold out.
And we tried. It was one of those where we pretty much after we saw Django was sold out, because it's a 3-hour movie, folks. So after we saw it was sold out, we tried to see if anything else was playing, and everything was sold out when we were there. So we just ended up seeing nothing. Merry Christmas!
Still had a good night, though.
It was fun. We watched the Laker game when we got back. It wasn't all bad. Lakers actually won a game that night.
Yeah.
That's kind of a rare occurrence this year.
Kind of got me involved.
Yeah. They've been really shitty ever since. Anyways, I saw Django. I went with my buddy Matt. And it's funny to go with a church friend to see a movie like Django Unchained.
Oh.
I know you haven't seen it, but...
I haven't met Matt either.
It's caused quite a stir.
I'm sure there's some controversy.
Spike Lee made some pretty pointed statements.
About a white guy making a movie about slavery.
And writing all the dialogue using the word nigger liberally and freely throughout.
Yeah. Well, it's a period piece, okay.
Well, and Grant, yeah, but you know... Once again, this is Quentin Tarantino, the master of inappropriate dialogue, taking it the extra mile.
Has signified himself and personified himself as such.
And movies that I would say are not only inappropriate, but are like wild and badass and other synonyms of that.
Well, someone was comparing this movie to Inglorious Bastards.
Oh, yeah. They have the same guy, Christopher... Whatever his name is, the German guy that played the evil commandant, and now in this one he's the good guy. So that they have the similar actors in it.
But also the plot points. He has like a revolving company, it would seem.
Yeah, and he takes actors like Leonardo DiCaprio in this one, mm-hmm. or Jamie Foxx even in the lead.
Yeah.
And he reinvents them in completely new lights.
Just gives them that persona to wear in his movies. And his movies always come off as cartoons to me.
Or yeah, like they're pulp. You said movies. That's the word. They're not films. They're movies.
Yeah.
They're great movies. They're big, badass movies.
Oh, epic. Yeah,
epic. Really. That's a good word for things, Django. Yeah. Django is epic, and there's a lot of in it that's really worth noting.
Uh-huh.
You know, not just acting wise, but you know, cinematography, all the different places that they film it. I mean, they really went to all these places.
Yeah,
it's amazing.
There's a lot of traveling in the movie.
Oh yeah, yeah, lots, and it's like a big adventure film. It reminds you of like the Sam Peckinpah movies, or even like, you know, Spielberg and the Seven Samurai and all the other stuff.
Go on a mission or something.
Yeah, yeah, and they're trying to get his girl. And I don't want to give too much of the plot away, but I will say this: there is a ton of hate speech, a ton throughout, uh-huh. throughout,
uh-huh.
and. It seems almost like at first it's like Blazing Saddles, like where you're trying to just laugh at it, like, what are you doing, nigger? And everyone's like, you know, like, yeah, kind of uncomfortable laughs.
Yeah.
By the end, they've probably said it 10,000 times.
It's just beat it into you. Yeah.
Like everybody.
Yeah.
Black, white, etc.
Uh-huh.
But see, I don't think that that's the most offensive thing about Django. I really don't. I mean, I'm sure that those within different communities
really
will say it is.
Cut loose the floodgates on the vocabulary.
It's
here.
That
yeah.
they feature acts of brutality uh-huh. against slaves that's surely way more gonzo than Roots, and expose people to things that happened back in the days of 1848 when this movie takes place 2 years before the start of the Civil War that most people now are unaware of. History has not made it a big deal, like Mandingo fighting of slaves, where they forcibly made black men beat the shit out of each other to death.
I heard him talking about that.
That's
one segment of the
in
movie.
The film. There's also parts in the movie where there is torture of slaves. There is a slave killed by dogs tearing him to shreds. There's a lot of violence. But, you know, of course, it's a movie. It's fantastic violence.
But in fact, reenactments of things that actually happened.
Right.
Too.
And yeah. I think that's what's offensive, is that people look at this and they go, people actually did stuff like this back
it
in the day.
Offensive.
Now, granted,
yeah.
granted, does that make it right or wrong for a guy to make the movie? I don't know. I'm not going
to
defend it on that level. What
well,
I will say is
down
this.
To the point of just like sex, is it gratuitously thrown in there? Is it part of the story, part of the plot? It really is, you know, part of building the whole story.
Well, he's doing a spaghetti western, and he obviously is paying homage to all the old guys that made spaghetti westerns. And on that level, I think it's done pretty well. And I think that the acting is great. Samuel L. Jackson is great. Leonardo DiCaprio is great.
How's the music?
Music's good. They have a great score. He infuses a lot of hip-hop, which I appreciate.
Wow.
You know, Tarantino's always creative with his soundtracks.
He is,
but
yes.
he gets a lot of classic
yes.
music that works, and
he's
he gets
a
lot of a lot of new stuff. And,
yeah.
you know, RZA from Wu-Tang is on the soundtrack doing stuff that's for the score.
Dang.
You know, he's got John Legend doing stuff for the score.
Uh-huh.
You know, big names.
Yeah.
So
yeah, make it all flavor and period, but still bring it up to current, too.
I know? Think if you're going to see it, it's probably worth seeing it in the theater. It's a big badass film, and I think if you have the stomach for it, because there are some violent moments,
mm-hmm.
I think it is a well done film. And if you like action movies, it's worth seeing. I don't know. Darren probably hates Tarantino. I could just imagine old Randy being like, fuck that.
A little
cynical. Fuck that Tarantino prick.
Yeah.
Fuck him. Randy, if you're out there, you can confirm or deny that on Facebook. In fact, all of you listening, if you're on the gentle social media, you can post stuff in there. I was going to read a few things. That was another thing I was going to do here. So maybe we should just get to it. Let's read a few things off the page first.
Okay.
Shouts out to Jackie Nooner, who said she was going to tune in. Shouts out to Matt Tyvert Hayward over in Essex, England. Chris Hensley, Low Cash Magazine. Aaron D. Winters. Amy Shinke up in Nebraska. Caleb Passour out in Norfolk, Virginia. Justin
Hathaway.
Donahue. Who?
Mary Kay Hathaway.
Mary Kay Hathaway. Justin Donahue in Columbia, Missouri. I'm sorry, you're like out in like Cape Girardeau area, I think. John Maxfield, TantrumNiche.com. Darren A. Owens, Darren, of course, Randy. We got Chris DeZerka, Jose Guardado up in NorCal, Walter James Mead in Sioux City, Heather Stevens in Sioux City, Head Metal Comics in St. Louis, J.D. Appel, Tony Sierravino, Tony Bus Trip down in San Diego, California, Tom Rhodes up at Redondo Pier at the Sunshine Kite Company, Kristen P., Etta Marquis,
Daniel Felch, Danny Perdun, Eddie Ethics, Dustin Precipitation, Tax Free Mafia, Austin Carter, Adam Kahn, Ron Noodles Bowles, Ryan Lauder, Rick Getchman, yeah, Kyle Mayberry, Juliana Retzlaff, Quinita Everett, Joshua O'Hara, Liam Dale, Brian Beecham, Sam Zager, Jamie Sanders, Rick Jackson, Robert Eakins, Tim Booth, Amber DJ Karma, Nikki, Gary Luster, Mike Gibson. Wow, quite a list.
Click the How Many Listeners tab.
All right, let's see how many listeners we got right now. We got four still. Well, magic
click,
four.
Click reload. The little blue circle.
You are a magic four, aren't you?
Yeah, yeah.
You're magic. You four. You're with us.
The magic number.
If you really want us to do something, you should probably get on my
Well, I was saying, all those people that you named off, if we can get more listeners, I'll take off all my clothes and howl like a monkey.
Oh, that'd be awesome. I'm sure everybody would be very excited. Starting with me, I'd be very enthused to have to go through that experience in the studio.
I'm going
to
make you tape it.
It sounds like a winning endeavor.
Okay, here, give me a slider. Okay.
This is a song about prejudice and the language of prejudice and the power of the language of prejudice. It's called Prejudice. In our modern free-spoken society, there is a word that we still hold taboo. A word with a terrible history of being used to abuse, oppress and subdue. Just six seemingly harmless letters arranged in a way that will form a word with more power than the pieces of metal that are forged to make swords. A couple of G's, an R and an E, an I and an N. Just six little letters, all jumbled together, have caused damage that we may never mend. And it's important that we all respect that if these people should happen to choose to reclaim the word as their own, it doesn't mean the rest of you have a right to its use. So never underestimate the power that language imparts. Sticks and stones may break your bones, but words can break hearts. A couple of G's, G's, unless you've had to live it. An R and an E, even I am careful with it. An I and an N, in the end, it will only offend. Don't wanna have to spell it out again. Yeah. Only a ginger can call another ginger ginger.
Yeah.
Only a ginger can call another ginger ginger. So listen to me if you care for your health. You won't call me ginger unless you ginger yourself. Yeah. Only a ginger can call another ginger ginger. Yep. When you are a ginger, life is pretty hard. Years of ritual bullying in the schoolyard. Kids call in your anger and Fanta pants. No invitation to the high school dance. But you get up and learn to hold your head up. You try to keep your cool and not get head up. But until the feeling of ill is truly let up, then the word is ours and ours alone. Don't you know that only a ginger can call another ginger ginger?
I have a cousin Ginger. Ginger Mac.
Can call another,
she can call another ginger ginger.
Ginge, we just might come unhinged if you don't have a fringe with the least a tinge of the ginge in it. Only a ginger can call another ginger ginger.
lacking for sympathy. Just because we're sensitive to UV. Just because we're pathetically pale. We do alright with the females. Yeah, I like to ask the ladies round for ginger beer. And soon they're running their fingers through my ginger beard. And dunking my ginger nuts into their ginger tea, yeah. And asking, can they call me Ginger? And I say, I don't think that's appropriate, because only a ginger can call another ginger ginger. Yeah. And all the ladies, they agree, it's a fact. Once you're gone, ginger, you can't go back. Only a ginger can call another ginger ginger. Yeah, go, Ginger, go, you funky motherfucking ginger. Yeah, you can call us Fozo or Fire Truck. You can even call us Carrot Top or Blood Nut. Yeah, you can call us Matchstick or Tampon. But fucking with the G word is just not fun. If you're a ginger phobe and you don't like us, we will stand up to the fight if you want to fight us. But if you cut yourself, you might catch gingivitis. So maybe you should shut your funky mouth. Yeah, only a ginger can call another ginger ginger. Yeah, only a ginger can call another ginger ginger. So if you call a ginger, you can't whinge. If you're injured, if you don't have a tinge of the ginger in your minge, only a ginger can call another ginger ginger. Kids will always be clothed and fed, cause Papa's gonna be bringing home the gingerbread. And they'll be pretty smart because they'll be well read. And by red I mean red and the other kind of red. It's a homophone. Only a ginger can call another ginger ginger. Yeah, only a ginger can call another ginger ginger. Just like only a ninja can sneak up on another ninja.
I did not invent the wheel, I was the crooked spoke adjacent. While the triple sixers lies, those deep angels roped in the basement. I walk the block with a halo and a stick, poking your patience. Y'all catch a 30 second flash visual. Dirty cooperative net platoon, bloom head trip split ridiculous. Bad in the splicing of first generation. Fuck up with trickle down any hero smack. I'm pacing the game, 0 hour completion, green slash. Duke of early retirement, pick a dream. American nightmare hogging the screen. The door opens so you can stumble in if you stop following me round the jungle gym. Now it's honor and I spell it with the I stole from heritage, merit crushed on the wretched refuse of my teeming resonance, I promise. Tempest towards breed with a bleeding conscience. See the Creed accent's responsive, but my sports divorce the whinings, and I'm sleeping now. Yeah, the settlers laugh. You won't be laughing when your covered wagons crash. You won't be laughing when the buses drag your brother's flags to rags. You won't be laughing when your front lawn's bangled with epitaphs. Don't be laughing. And I'll hang my boots to rest when I'm impressed, so I triple knot them and forgot them. This origami dream is beautiful, but man, those wings will never leave the crown without a feather and a lottery ticket. Now settle down. What it was to pick up on the day, put the pieces back together my way. All I ever wanted was to pick up on the day, put the pieces back together my way. All I ever wanted was to pick up on the day, put the pieces back together my way. All I ever wanted was to pick up on the day, put the pieces back together my way. With a pulse, shimmy cross the center fold. And it's dead time and gold. Divvy crumbs for the better souls. With seven deadly stains and hit a flame to crystal conscience. The results of low life counting on one hand when he's accomplished. Okay. Make me the activism chain. Activate
carried. Sweet plug deteriorating Xenobin Pendragon. A hawk sports horse, but a morbid spreading a mad alley. Got sick in your Lincoln Law cabin and Charlie Chaplin. Why wow. Could zigzag and sick up again, but a bash gleam sparkling in my brick wall windows. Another thick installment of one night in Gotham without the wretched sin. We have a problem. Attached to the festive batch of city goblins who split holiday freak on a box cut center. My high road bellow head trips. Watch red bricks turn yellow. Sort of similar to most back homes in Camp Icarus. We're all feeling like congregating get pampered for bickering. Life's not a bitch. Life is a beautiful woman. You only call her a bitch cause she won't let you get that pussy. Maybe she didn't feel y'all shared any similar interest. Nope. Or maybe you're just an asshole who couldn't sweet talk the princess. Kiss the speaker wire. Peter pacifism pegging threshold. Stomach full of halo kibbles. Wingspan cast black upon visuals. See the duck hunt tickets, a vision and pick apart the pixels. I got a friend of polar nature and it's all peace. When I see similar stars but can't sit at the same feet. Metal captain, this cat is asking if I've seen his bitter lost passion. Told him yeah, but only when I pedal past him. All I ever wanted was to figure out the day. Put the pieces back together my way.
Going to get in the way back machine, take you even further than that. That's Daylight, Aesop Rock, beat by LP. I don't even know what year that was. Here's some more older Aesop Rock. This one's Big Bang off his album Float.
Well, so we meet again.
Of the book of bitter aspects, when a jackal sit and watch the pedagogue's last breath, poison function accompanied by six armor clap, black horse and buggy mechanisms tug the portion of my severed vision, gathering of loose ends in a bucket with a shoestring budget. Every man's gotta feel supply.
I know that now,
but it's like, man, I really can't afford the oxen, fee fi, etc. I smell the warm blood of the bill collector knocking. I get awkwardly sturdy with a frigid liquid backbone. I get swept in a pressure cooker trying to paddle back home. I get sprung with a vibe and a line to clean attention by eclipsing doom that against hatch to bat these picket fences. Now I'll attend the wedding of the open sword and festering. And when the groom presents the ring, the bride commenced the blistering. Textbook magnificently crude. Prototype king berserker module inserted vertical thirst. Burst horizontal treasure. Loose cannon span the starboard bow with a clipper ship dipped in truth famine pressure. Cabin fever made a perky ludicrous beautiful cartoon trooper swallow brutal futility with a teaspoon full of sugar. I rock ready aim fire when y'all rock ready fire aim. Then blame the stationary target while the prey escapes the frame. Merit badge marks on the motion, it's all the same. So I lay across the board perpendicular to the grain.
Gotta be a big man, gotta be never about me. If in the property I wanna see you get served, sir.
Yes, sir.
All with a torn cross or to the bone. One the other brother was born for a long big bang. Seven than a big dick, cutter than a tunnel of big dreams. I think big things. I'm a firm with a still a lot of mind and a prime concern to earn thanks. I'ma be a big man.
Bottleneck effect, sort of born deaf, alien, a shallow alchemy. If you gon' metamorph the base metal to precious, might as well steal from the rich, bewitch the peasants. I'm floating this homing pigeon out hell's kitchen window, left an SOS infested bottle nestled in his grip. So with a prayer circle, release party and hearty wild bellow. I observed him fly 10 feet, then drop the bottle to the devils. Fertile circle, turn fertile crescent via bad investment. Despised every second, I guess I learned my lesson. If I made an angel in the snow for every rotting victim, there'd be wings.
things to float this mothership about the goblin system. Sticky panoramic contaminant planet in conjunction with phantom assumption. Gutter bug alumnus candidates. Well, I promise you I'll man the lighthouse just to help guide in your ship. If you promise to help pull this hook out my lip. Big Godspeed, straight jacket and ragged approach. The circle suns via folklore pollutants derived strictly from a BC generation. Disgust community movement alluding to a no blood given. No recognition, life matter. Us up all night with a rusty hammer trying to build a fence around these magic beads my dreams are gathered. But that's a lack of a veil. I sail a choppy lot with buoyancy like a bucket of rock.
Bucket of rock.
I wanna be a big bang, gotta be gamma, but I'll be a better probably. I wanna see it, yes sir, sir.
Yes sir.
All with its own course, all turn up on one the other brothers never stone full on big bang. Never than a big dig, hotter than a tunnel of big dreams. I think big things. I'ma burn with the good out of mind and a proc and turn to earth thanks. I'ma be a big bang.
I'm gonna be a big bang, gotta be
gamma, but I'll be a better probably. I wanna see it, yes sir, sir.
Yes sir.
All with its own course, all turn up on one the other brothers never stone full on big bang. Never than a big dig, hotter than a tunnel of big dreams. I think big things. I'ma burn with the good out of mind and a proc and turn to earth thanks. I'ma be a big bang.
Big bang. Bang, it's getting bigger by the second. Check
okay.
It. I'm here to rock the tugboat and bid the elders farewell. I shook the buddy system wisdom till the civilers repel. I sell a barrel of spirit to dummies in with syndicate jackals. I'm broken arrow through the fucking bone.
Broken poem.
I don't really believe in God, but God, I'm scared to death of God. I swear to God, I never meant to spill the beans nor tear the pie, but it's like I hike an acre unimpressed and slept on a saber's edge. Enough times to splice in our Christ's favorite pledge.
I wanna know myself.
Sort of solo sheep, I miss wolves and still my shepherd can't administer the proper push and pulls. I push the ghouls to man overboard. Pull the bulls onto my sword and buckle down in a corner chair with a round table floor. Got an angel on my left shoulder, a devil on a polar. Got a mug of frigid, got a mug of solar. Slide over. The recipe's designed. I plug the appetite for continuity by stitching together and it seems congruent
beautifully.
I peel back hearts and lots. Greet physics in the chambers. Quarterize the wound and heads like gimme something major. Roadside prophetic, a Sam
well.
Enveloped in a mummy ripping system. Blistering in a wishing well. Big bang.
Let's do one more. This one's Float. This is also off the album Float. I really like that song, Big Bang, though.
Heard y'all wanna float. Yo, this fallen angel could stitch a wing with a shoestring. Prime the rectum, select reflective aviation, bathed in mood swing. I know a walking corpse who spit icicles tag at a slit throat quicker than you can prove this four letters in code. I paint a portrait for myself called Life Inside the Tortoise Shell. Tortured, orbiting hell's lorted, intrigued but not compelled. Smell a hint of charred chaw flesh sweeping through my core. What a one can't see, a liquid caffeine and eclipse the slaughter.
Now is you, is the villain of my kabuki holograms.
I hobble with hollow hands.
The nozzle.
Intent to reinvent dream application with homage to ancients, but honor modern replacements circling now basic.
Fresh.
I'm Bill Bo Baggins with stilts tipping a petri dish.
Beach fish on the shores with a feast of wits eats the corpse.
Give me the servings and study the traits that deemed killer breed credible.
Yeah, that's a harp of a different color.
But the song remains identical.
I am not a crook.
I cook the wicked both ends just to blend that element of chance with my tightrope.
Life beyond.
Fire it with hunger, pain, gut be gone.
Belong
to something civil saint, cause this Rembrandt paints
it's
on. Dull canvas, lodged in the gut of Atlantis. I'm present impressive lungs, so I'm truly learned what a death can is. I alone personify mankind's collective soul, cause the result of one angry Zeus fist, blistering coat, pulp, and folk. Face it.
Die.
Place it on the shelf next to the portrait mommy gave you in a day of rain, but y'all posed by the slave ship anyway.
It rained to the levee
my
break.
My peace is a combine of father time and his sweetest concubine.
Wine.
And it saddens me like televised casualties. I'll be hung in the village square in exactly 5 minutes.
Don't wanna miss
as
it.
Soaking up my discontent regarding the equation. I'm officially closed for consultation.
I float. Well, everyone around me's busy drowning. I float. Well, everyone around me's busy drowning. I float. Well, everyone around me's busy drowning. I float.
I hope this next one is what I think it is. Oh, it is. Bless you. You're locked and loaded with LA's own Kill Radio. Tucker Booth needs a job, Mondays 2 to 4 LA time. We've been on time.
I stumbled out of bed, hungover, none sober. Like the Joes rushed my body and I was the sole cobra. Still a soldier, grabbed a soda, helped my stomach settle down. Then fell into the shower, asked to let the funk drown. Put degree under my arms, turned off the alarm. You only set it to regret it. A million things to do, but work is where I'm headed. The dreaded grindstone on the edge of my bed. I sit and let my mind zone on how fun lasts.
with the light buzzing, slowly progressed into a full-blown fade. I was trying to get laid, but got no action. It was back to the grip for personal satisfaction. Triple X DVDs, I got a whole stack and was snapped out of my daydream by something that I seen. I left the tissue full of spunk on the floor by my jeans. It seems I have 15 minutes to make the 20-minute ride it takes to get to work. So I fly out the door while I'm putting on my shirt. Start the car and then I'm off to get in trouble with my boss. He runs his mouth like a bitch. Sometimes I wish he'd lay me off so that I could lay him out with one little punch right to his fat ass mouth. But now I'm ass out cause these fools on the freeway be driving like they ain't got nowhere to go. You know those fucks in the fast lane moving hella slow. Got me yelling at my windshield. Now it's like 10 kill. I wanna call in. Man, I think it every day, but I'm not balling. So I gotta go get paid and continue the charade of customer service. Since I don't get commission, my efforts seem worthless. Thanks and have a nice day. That's what I gotta say, even if they were rude and gave me attitude. It's a shame what I have to do to get written food. I work hard, goddamn hard, to keep this roof over my head and pay off these credit cards. I work hard, goddamn hard, so I can pay off all my debt and get a house with a yard. I work hard, goddamn hard, to put that gas off in the tank and make the payments on this car. I work hard, goddamn hard, so I can wild out every weekend and buy drinks at the bar. Try being on the road for 45 days straight. Road managers, the driver, and myself plus 8 other motherfuckers and their idiosyncratics. I brought 2 systems, he's a video fanatic. Sunspot got enough weed to give me contact for the month and a half. PSC got the gas and forever blowing up the spot with this rotten ass. Of course, Grouch brought a task that'll fill his time block. Trying to hook Pro Tools to his new laptop. Eli's on the last, caught a hypochondriac. So with him, you never know if it's a fever or an act. Scarab's usually either reading, writing, or sleeping. And Picasso needs to use somebody's cell, he's on the creeping. Me, I'm simply dreaming, plotting schemes to get some money. Almost forgot about a Arata, but you know. As we tour throughout the country, everybody starts to argue over what we watch on TV and who drank the last brew. Who's been hating on who? Maybe throw a punch or two until a virus breaks out. And how healthy can you be when you're getting little sleep and all you eat is takeout? Well, the show must go on when you live in dusk till dawn. If I don't rap every night, I might lose a fan. So even if I got the flu, I got a mic in my hand. And I haven't even spoke on the one-night stands. Yeah, it might sound fly to the average guy, but when you got a girl at home, you gotta let it pass you by. So I try to play the sidelines, watch what they pull. But on the bus full of women, hard to stay faithful. So I cheat, not because I hate my girl, because I miss her. Even though she won't believe me when I say I only kiss her. Been home a couple days and she still won't speak. Still I gotta hit the road again, beginning of the week. I work hard, goddamn hard, to keep this roof over my head and pay off these credit cards. I work hard, goddamn hard, so I can pay off all my debt and get a house with a yard. I work hard, goddamn hard, to put that gas off in the tank and make the payments on this car. I work hard, goddamn hard.
Wow, that's just like a power anthem. It's wonderful. I feel very, very inspired by that.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely inspiring words.
Yeah, here it goes. I think this is the next one.
So I thought it only
couple more songs by Murs.
That I bring along the motherfuckers I started this shit with. 2000, 3MG, Melancholy Gypsies, Murs, Scarab, Eli.
To do it right in life is just the angle taken. Make or break myself in a matter of moments under discretion with lessons up on the forefront. My life is in the breeze, making my knees weak, begging my soul to please speak. Universal guides, they listen. Trouble sometimes, blister my vision. But I've enlisted my mind for the full mission. Not bullshitting on a scoop with a stool pigeon. Talk about what you're gonna do in the future, moving up the ladder with ass kissing. I'm on my last mission in life. Stomping through the middle grounds like a junkyard dog on a prowl. Guarding my bow, throwing in the towel when it's right. Until then, I'm walking towards the light with my sword drawn for the fight. Knowing everything bad that happens has the opposite reaction. Keep my feet on traction until my goals in life are right in front of my face. And I can smell, touch, and taste what I've been working for.
I'll be walking out the front door.
It's a done deal. Do it till it's done, cause the movement don't stop till the rising sun. It's a done deal. Let's have a little fun, cause the movement don't stop till the rising sun. It's a done deal. Do it till it's done, cause the movement don't stop till the rising sun. It's a done deal. Let's have a little fun, cause the movement don't stop till the rising sun.
I'm talking done deal. Close case, ain't no time for looking back on the road you take. You gotta claim your spot, nobody hold your place. Ain't no time to bitch about time you chose to waste. You gotta mold your fate, hold your weight. All my people send wide to the golden gate. Who know this rap about the greed and the gold is fake? How we all supposed to eat when they want the whole cake? Niggas want all the dough and never learn to bake. So they rise too fast and they burn the plate. But I'm concerned with fate and watch the turns I take. Know the world is affected by the moves you make. So I ain't gotta stop moving just to prove you fake. Just spit these real raps to get this real estate. So I can steal your fan base and steal your date. Won't have a soulmate until I meet my soulmate.
It's a done deal. Do it till it's done, cause the movement don't stop till the rising sun. It's a done deal. Let's have a little fun, cause the movement don't stop till the rising sun. It's a done deal. Do it till it's done, cause the movement don't stop till the rising sun. It's a done deal. Let's have a little fun, cause the movement don't stop till the rising sun.
It's like I'm tightrope walking towards heaven through hell. Every day is something new. I make it through. So many fell off. Whoever knew it cost so much to clutch a dream. In between the thumb and the index lies a small space for mistakes. The indication for almost. Sometimes you hold it to your face to magnify how close you came to something but like what you measure up to. I know that pain like my enemy. Slapped my ass when I was born and will hold my hand when it's the enemy. The lessons learned in between these two extremes feed me energy. I keep it moving with the force of a crane, but it's still ball just swinging at the end. All it takes is one pen to tap these words out like Morse code over your eardrums to speak to your spirit. Intoxicate you with my speech to crash through like drunk driving. Whether it be freestyling or stage diving, I float over these weak rappers like volcanic islands. I got a fire in me.
It's a done deal. Do it till it's done, cause the movement don't stop till the rising sun. It's a done deal. Let's have a little fun, cause the movement don't stop till the rising sun. It's a done deal. Do it till it's done, cause the movement don't stop till the rising sun. It's a done deal. Let's have a little fun, cause the movement don't stop till the rising sun.
I think this next one is like one of my favorite kind of like under the radar rap songs that came out. I hope it plays shortly, but it's with MERS. It's off his album. I believe it's the beginning is the end is the beginning. It's a great title. The beginning is the end is the beginning. But the song is with Shock G from Digital Underground. And Humpty Hump, but I don't know. Now, of course, the computer is starting to look like it fell asleep. Great. Wonderful. Wonderful Monday in the house. Yes. Let's see what we can do about that. You know, we'll just, start it back. Oh, it's coming. All right, great. John, so...
Say what?
John, we were talking a little bit about a few other things on this Monday. What were they? Obama got a new defense secretary, Hagel.
Yeah.
You said Huell Hauser just passed on?
Just passed away, yeah. That's,
what happened there?
I don't know. There's no other word than...
if anybody else doesn't know who Huell Hauser is... Why don't you fill them in, John? What are some of his highlights?
Oh, well, he was a producer of documentary-type shows about California for public broadcasting. The Channel 28 here in Los Angeles, the public broadcasting station, right?
You hear that? That's a good idea.
Yeah.
Brought to you by public television.
Da-da-da-da-da.
I'm Garth Trinidad.
Bing, bing, bing.
Here with James Maverick. I mean, not so shy, John.
Do, 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 do.
NPR proudly presents KillRadiosCrack.com.
Masterpiece Theater.
So, shout out to Bobby, DJ Bobby. Shared links out there. I know you probably might be listening, but it's a good idea. I'm telling you, every time it goes boom, boom.
The light went on.
That means good idea, jeans. Bobby has Radio Senditti, which is another fine show here on killradio.org. You can tune into it every Saturday from 8 to midnight, Los Angeles time, Pacific Standard Time. 8 to midnight, Radio Senditti every Saturday on killradio.org. Live DJing, special guests, classic hip-hop, new school hip-hop, and artists. It's very cool. So I think you should check it out. And also, when's Bennett's show? I know Bennett's got a cool show that some of our listeners have specifically said they enjoy, including our British fan and friend Matt Hayward. He said he really enjoys Bennett's show. When is that?
The Chill Room is on Friday night.
The Chill Room Friday night from
11 until infinity.
Pretty much till he gets tired of being here.
And you can also find Bennett in here on Tuesday mornings doing a show. Moaning Becomes Me.
Wow. So he's what mornings is he in here?
Friday night and Tuesday morning.
Wow.
Yeah, somewhere on the schedule there.
He's got some, you know, cojones to
sometimes,
like
sometimes stands in on Beyond Consensus on Thursday afternoon.
Yeah.
I've actually sat in on a Beyond Consensus with Bennett myself. We have spirited, lively discussions that are never arguments, which is way cool, too. That's how I like to have discourse, you know? I mean, you don't have to have an argument about even a disagreement.
Well, and some people are just better at kind of thinking through things with people than, you know,
being tactful and not arguing unfairly.
Well, know, or just not reacting when, you know, they hear something that they don't like.
That's contrary. Know? Yeah.
And obviously we have to be careful because, you know, you don't want to hurt people's feelings.
Well, you know, it's Bennett that kind of helped me realize one of the things that people go through life thinking is that their opinion is reality, and that can be a really misguided way to go through life, because reality is reality. It's not necessarily your opinion of what's going on.
Right. Well, and you know, I think if we all are just more, you know, willing to listen, to empathize with other people, to sympathize with their thoughts, even if we're not of the same mindset, that will help us not hurt feelings on either side. And I think it will also eventually help people see the other side of the point, which is the only way we can really come to any kind of a compromise on seriously opposed ideas anyway, you know, right?
That's deep. That's deep. It's letting the other person talk and listening to what they're saying rather than trying to formulate what you're going to say contrary to what they just said.
Yeah, well, and it's looking for, you know, some way to improve things, you know, to hopefully make things get better.
Well, it's like when you talk to your friends, you know, you may have things that you aren't completely on the level with all of your friends, but still most things you're on the same side of the fence with. And so I think that's a better way to go through life, is to figure out we have more things in common than we have things in difference.
Right. I agree. Well, on that note, I think, you know, we're starting to push 2 hours here, bud.
Wow.
I can't believe I got in here and was on the air with like 5 minutes to spare before two. That's very abnormal, as you know.
And pretty much set up, and yeah, it worked out pretty good. Except for the theme song. Oops.
Yeah, we didn't do the theme song today.
Oh,
we might have to play that at the end. We'll play it at the end to make up for it at the beginning.
Okay.
Don't worry. We still have like 20 minutes. Okay.
Upside down, topsy-turvy show.
Speaking of doom.
Dust. Get him. Great balls of fire. Guess you just crawled out the mother mire. That can make you trust a motherfucking liar. A real sucker diver. Boy, never been a duck and diver. He spit on the mic, yuck saliva. Hold it like a truck driver. Hold a CB on a sharp turn. Still clutching the chest from the heartburn. What's your handle? I need a Zantac, Ock, and thanks before I blank into anaphylactic shock. Rock a disco, chocolate on a Crisco hole. Cock diesel, and still tell a joke like Joe Piscopo. Tell him the basics, basically break the matrix. And just for kicks, make them gel like Asics. That's why they acting standoffish. Eat the beat by hand like canned raw crawfish. Can you please pass the cocktail sauce? You might as well know, hell is hot as hell, boss. Tell my horse, he
She said, broads call me horny. I make sure I throws them back if they's too scrawny or bony. Bony MCs use a stand-in. Leave them hanging like if I ain't know where his hands been. Hussy, how about we bloody up your dust for me? Bust a knee, then go finish study or plus degree. True victory, a new sick story. I never met a chick that was too thick for me. Holy Moses, my old earth know me closest. And how I play the back and stay bent like scoliosis is no puzzle. You can act Doc Dismore. The slow guzzle got your nizzle crooked like Big Jaw. Drink like a fishy, she wish she was a Pisces. Live since back with 25 cents ices. Used to turn your tongue to color red. Now they wanna fill you full of lead. What the fuck the young fella said? What kid? Born a red blooded. Do yourself a favor or come on get head butted. Dope him if he run. I'll be there in a jiffy, son, with the flame suppressor like off the 151. Quit your bitching or get loud in your babble box. Punish with the dry switch and now eat the Scrabble Fox. You'll be alright once it passed through your yellow belly. Only thing he said was, can you please pass the jelly? Almost said what? Like a promo play to cut. On a late night, before you touch the mic, get your weight right. A lot of crews like to act like a violent mob. They really need to just shut the fuck up like Silent Bob. Either that or get smoked like hickory. Should squash the beef and go wash your teeth quickly. Notice the write a rhyme like a mystery. And sign it at the bottom in calligraphy, your nigga V.
On a Monday, in calligraphy, do it. TDB needs a job badly. I figured we'd play a couple more from Metal Face, the Metal Face villain. Enjoy. Keep your hose in check.
Keep your hose in check. Got this girl and she wants me to duke her. I told her I'll come scoop her around 8, she said. That sounds great, shorty girl's a trooper. No matter what I need her to do, she be like, on his own throne, the boss like King Cooper. On the microphone, he flossed the ring. Average MCs is like a TV blooper. MF Doom, he's like DB Cooper. Out with the moolah, I let her get her outfit. Just to cool her off, she said niggas ain't about shit. I wonder if she meant it, I doubt it. The way it be in her mouth, she can't live without it. And can't live with this, handle your business. Villainous, stay on a scandalous whole shit list. One pack of cookies, please, Mr. Hooper. It's fun smacking rookies, he is the... Look like a black Wookiee when he let his beard grow. Weirdo, brown skin, it always kept his hair low. Rumors has it, it's a S-curl accident. Doom was always known to keep the best girls' backs bent. Some say it's the eyes, some say the accent. A lot of guys wonder where their stacks went. I call her thunder thighs with the fatty swoller. Only mess with high rollers, do what daddy told her. No matter the city, she with me to do the bang bang. Working the coochie, hoochie, chitty chitty bang bang. Same name on the titty as on the name ring. Pretty like Baby D or all in the same gang. Keep my eye on her, really don't trust her, but I treat her like a daughter. Taught her how to bust a nut and the heat to turn beef to horse meat chalupa. Teach her how to hold it, of course he is the... See, most cats treat her like fupa, or beat her to a stupor. Take it from the... You need to make her feel cuter, and lay down the G like loofah. Everything will be... Do for her, keep her in a new fur, so she looks sweet when she go to meet the... Got the Buddha, get the Grenadiers, twist it, put it in the air, come here, kiss it. Listen here, Scooter, let her try to bag you when she's on the rag, never let her fry the ragu. Would you have you under some type of spell, crying dag, boo, her name on your back in a tattoo. Whether a bougie or a nerd, whole street chick, don't call a wife if you met her at the freak nick. You don't want her, don't waste her time, I'll dupe her, and be a father to your child like the... He keep his hoes in check, sends him out to get glows from all frozen necks. Tell him take his clothes, leave him posing naked for real. Better yet, get him for the check off the record deal. Find out where he keep the tech and the blue steel. Make sure for extra rec, let him know how you feel. And while he's running down to All-Star Weekend to ball, I'm coming with the U-Ball.
Wow, that was wonderful.
Has the laser cannon been loaded?
Everything has been prepared as you ordered. But how did you get permission to return to New York, Master?
Through the efforts of a misguided fool.
It's free enterprise! And I'm not gonna let some blasted government bureaucrat tell me how to run my business!
But Doom
will be
my guest on my private estate on Long Island. There's nothing you can do about it.
He's dangerous. I just hope you know what you're doing.
Don't I always?
Ah, there's Doom's jet right on time.
Why is it so cold out here?
The heat went out in the whole building.
Warm enough out there on Long Island with Doom.
Doom? Here in New York?
Yes, Doom has an amazing new machine.
Get the President of the United States on the phone.
How long is all this going to take, Doom?
I would not advise you to repeat that error.
Sure. I know what you mean.
Render unto Deidre what is Deidre's. 10 to 1, he sees you through a beaker and a tweezers. Redefine print and be like, what's the big deal? Spun wheels of steel since broke wheel, good wheel. Back when it was greasy ass curl, now it's easy dread. Had a rhyme on how they used to tease him about his peasy head. Yes, yes, y'all, to the beat. Have a ball, a abacore. Have a doorway and grab a straw, jab a jaw. Since two-tone leaves, these new phonies is bony holes. Lonely like cheese and bologna only. I could have broke my sacrophiliac, silly grind, Billy Jack, Illy Nine, Millie Black, listen to it go bang, through and through a Kango, a strange combination of a Kango cheap slang flow, two-thirds slow, one-third amazing, wonder words, fine sponsor of this Thunderbird occasion, and have an iller rhyme, at least by Miller time, collect a Skrilla, and geese with a killer dime, met her out in Killer Queens, originally she from the Philippines. I love the way she fill her jeans, still a teen, and made for strange bedfellows. Okay, so it's head to elbows, to shell toes. Uh-oh, heads up, there she blows, a whole load of head and shoulders, and who care where she goes? Let the music take control, just don't let the evildoers abuse it and use it to take your soul. It's like putting fire to fake gold that turn colors and get duller than a bake roll with no butter. The shutter of a cake hole who break drakes till it get old and flake mold. Cornball, haven't seen white stars, I warned y'all. Like getting hit with a bottle of mold from Sean Paul. He not white. Oh, he mad light though. Either which way, they not ready for the lightning show. And can't scandalize mine. You could ask a swine who can't stand when I shine. Gidro the professor add a question to the lessons. He suggests you get a full assessment instead of guessing. It's too stressing. Did he stutter like rookie yes men? Or did he just bring the butter like the cookie chessmen? This just in, they ain't even worth the
work. Oh, that's doomish. That's very doomish. Wow. Anyways, here's the call letters. I told you.
He told her, I will rock this microphone. Always.
I hold the mic like niggas hold their girls tight, but I ain't after her. Probably your actor with Pearl White. The hook or not. And many times I done hit it. Cause we specific more times than dimes in a prison. When you broke north, I crashed the barbecue like Riddick at the Garden Truth. That's the Garden me, pardon you. Cheapers, I was told back. The whole gang access to my beeper. Call back my secretary gatekeeper. Like I ain't peeper. I said, darling, you was super though. You know the super villain. Home. I had this style ever since I was a child. I got this upper style, I ain't flipping a while. It goes, pure scientific intelligence, with one point of relevance. MCs whose styles need elements. And once the smoke clear elements, the super motherfucking villain, nigga can't do war like the elements. On 99 plus one of them, and with a float to pull a fraud nigga foul from out in front of him. When we were y'all, we had tons of fun. Me and my tons of them, actual true and living sons of them. Dead planets and guard jewels, throwing divine rules. Come through, we will overcharge you. Ooh, I won't feel remorse for shit. Except for one time, once I had took my fronts out and lost some shit. Damn. Scientific on berserk, like Red Alert. I really want to pick up what's nerd for cheddar dirt. The funniest experiments is where I went, obviously dead bang. And spent every red cent to rule you. And still drop more jewels than schools do. Or even TV news that's designed to fool you. Ooh. Yeah, you, who hear the most grimy suggestions from brothers with fly names and ID questions. That's the secret. Like Victoria Teddy says, that's edible. Dunn's not ready yet for the incredible. Team of MCs who broke off fakes who thought they were slaughterproof. Stomping through like North Lake waterproof. Tat, tat, that's the end of that. After hit the bar, where baby girl bartender at. I told her more wine mingling with no single mentions of. Stay tuned for more spine tingling adventures of.
Alright, let's run it back one more time. Oh, and it's slow now. But this is for y'all. I told you I was going to freestyle. I promised.
I promised. Alright.
Who likes the sun? I live in Southern California. I said I rock the Timbers ticket. Like always, I get that Metrolink. Suburban Commando, you never knew. I run with my man purse. I do it always. I got the Jones. You got it in my bones. Like people know how he's gotta hand me the microphone. Get out the way. Whirling dervishes. I feel like Tasmanian devil with no nervousness. ADHD or whatever you could diagnose. Fatal attraction for killing it like Glenn Close. Boy, a rabbit. Do it cause it's a nasty habit. Get on television and suddenly start the static. Unfiltered. They got me like a pilsner. They see me coming. Metamorphosis, caterpillar, I'm illa. Franz Kafka, I'll drop ya. I'll let you know I'm Noam Chomsky mixed with Deepak Chopra. I'm popping peas on the mic, but that's alright. We got audacity to make me sound high. Back up, yeah, make the crowd try to crack up. Otherwise, I guess I'll just do it for the backup track. What? I got some stuff to work on after the show, but I probably won't. Procrastination, like no. 2013, time of the season. People know how I do, bring that dead bent seasoning. Got that MF Doom meets Tucker Booth on frozen food, but not no more. Moving on, you know how we do. Yeah, transparent, like I'm see-through. Samurai, League of Shadows, nice to meet you. Now I'll treat you to one last gem from my gullet. Yeah, from the boy, the white boy with the mullet. On the plane, just trying to act my age. 33, come to the club and straight blaze it. Slumfest champ, 2 times, going for 3. People know how we do, yeah, with that see-through soul. Take it straight back to the hole. I came for more, I score, goal. Give me the mic, throw me the rock. I do it, I'll give it everything that I've got. You seen it, even when I lost that van, I still won the contest and that's that, man. Like 1590, I'm grimy, yeah, on killradio.org, shining, reminding how you need to be rewinding this podcast and show how this mob is the best, cause he's super.
Yo, John, any final words? Any final words for him?
Oh, like what? Like I always say, people, try and be good to each other, man. It really helps the world go around more smoothly. You know, let your neighbors be who they are and, you know, be kind to each other. Be nice to your kids and your pets, and quit lying.
Stop lying. All right, yeah, all right. Is it going to give me the other one? Oh, it's coming back. Oh. I want to give you a little fade out, and then we're going to say goodbye so I can catch a bus home, go see my son. Shout outs to the family. Maximilian Dale Booth. He's a big three, I'll tell you what. All right. Hey. Oh, the kid's on fire. Call him Sweater, as in one who perspires. Pull you in and out of quagmires. Come to your house just to steal your hair dryers. Cause I've got some flaxen locks. Now stop, I'm serious, like monkey pox. Make you furious, make your grandma watch. Something you've never seen, like a Sasquatch. In the flesh, straight from the Oregon woods. Do it cause I shouldn't, and do it cause you should. I'm Cube Gooden, yeah, boys in the hood. See me running, Django Unchained, yeah. That didn't even have to rhyme. Yeah, it's Miller time. Yo, hand me your Skrilla time. I'll be right back. I just need to get in that Johnny on the spot in the back. Put something inside my gunny sack. Then I'll be up on stage like rat-a-tat-tat. Yeah, that's what you want to hear? Little gun talk after Stony Brook? Yuck. That's all right. Gun violence stuck in my brain at night. Keeps me shook. Waking up at 5 a.m. like need to take a look. And something spiritual, something like off the beaten path, something that make miracles. Till then, guess I'll have to stay spherical, 360 degrees, like damn please, could you just get down on your knees and stay humble, stay meek, cause I came ready to rumble, I'll take you out like Bruce Lee, I'm staying Jeet Kune Do, you don't even understand, but your leg will get swole, take a sweep kick from me like one from the dome, take you back to dimensions unknown, steal your throne, yes. Cause I come with something to say. Yo, raising consciousness
on display. Grab the mic and get slayed. Serve it up sweet, sour, Parma lemonades. Yeah, mix it. Yeah, we get twisted. Feel like Hugh Hef, only I don't need them vixens. Feel like Charlie Sheen, we keep winning. Keep winning. Keep winning. Yo, I gotta get out of here, man. I need a job. You need to get a job, too. If you're listening to this, you probably don't have a job going on at the moment. But, you know, that's all right. I'm not saying that that's a bad thing, necessarily. This is it. We're out. Oh. Oh. Raise your cognac glass.
It's called the flip style.
You know my style's on fire. Full fighter. Came here to perspire. Yeah. Sweating all over the studio. And let them know I got it since Phil Collins to Sir Silvio. And I was rocking mixtapes by Bruce Hornsby. And now I came to drop an allegory. I'm never boring. I take the jump shot, I'm scoring. All I do is dream about making new songs and touring. Seriously, now give me a call. TDB needs a job, and that ain't a lie, y'all. That's the hook and a reality series in the planet. Dang right, man, like the second commandment. Wham bam, thank you, mammon. If you need some more of this, I will swim up to your stream like the salmon. Yeah, I'm coming through Alaska, I'll blast ya. And if you got a problem with something, I guess I'll ask ya. If you need some help with the answer, cause I'll be the rhyme reprimander, the healer of cancer. The advancer, I'll keep you twisted. Yeah, and if you was the army, we'd be enlisted. Cause I got something to say. And if you come to the town, we can put it in the square on display for everyone to see. Nothing to get slayed except everyone's fearing here. The elephant hunter, I'm taking people out by the dozens. Paul Bunyan, men with beards, got some cousins that came to redefine the definition of queer and let them know we ain't afraid to be called a weird. Yeah, dang right, we nerds, we disturbed, we dorks. We took different turns in the road, fuck the fork. Yeah, I feel like I'm Robert Frost mixed with something that be different, and I still prophesy the Holocaust. Until then, I guess I have to just do this. Make the music suspect, Tim music for St. Louis. Keep it on some L.A. and Beverly Hills shit. Yeah, I came to cleverly kill shit. Killradio.org, 354. Yeah, much more than you bargained for. TDB, kiss you, me, and more. Gotta catch the bus home, 754. And that's true. Check out my Helias DMK tattoo. 2009 till infinity. X-Files symmetry. Yeah, that's how we do, man. No effing mimicry. Tucker Dale Booth, and you've been riding with me. I need a job. Till I'm 50. And I was very high. Ooh. All right, we got to go. 3:55. We did it. 2 hours. Noodles is trying to call. Uh-oh. Is Noodles calling? Gently. I guess so. Are you calling, Doe? I see something on the Facebook. He said he's trying to call. Uh-oh. All right, well, we'll take the call off the air. Thank you for riding with us today. We will be back soon. John's right. Do your best.
Stop lying. Stop lying, damn it. Seriously. Get a grip. It's not cool.